Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
This is who?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Morgan. Morgan, my name is Maria McCollum. About 2 months ago in April, I was going through my Facebook and stuff like that, and they had a thing there where you can get a KitchenAid mixer for $2 because Walmart was going to quit carrying them or something like that. But anyway, so I signed up for it, and it was supposed to be only $2. And then I always call my bank and make sure when things clear the bank, you know, and stuff like that. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I never received a confirmation or anything like that, but then I got a charge of $59.89 from your company where they took out that amount. And it was from Lifestyle Adjustment, you know, from y'all. And then I thought, well, maybe that was, I'm not very smart, so I thought maybe that was shipping or something, y'all going to send it to me. Well, I never received the mixer. And then I was checking my balance back in May, and they took it out again, the $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code and first and last name?
Maria, M-A-R-I-A, McCollum, M-C, capital C-U-L-L-U-M. And you need my zip code?
That's correct.
31217 in Macon, Georgia.
Yes, sir. One moment.
Ma'am?
One moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Could you verify your mailing address?
Ma'am?
Your mailing address?
My mailing address?
Yes.
354 Griswoldville. I'll spell it for you. It's capital G-R-I-S-W-O-L-D as in dog, V-I-L-L-E, road.
Yes, sir. One moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I do see a contest was entered for the KitchenAid mixer. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Whenever you enter that contest, you do have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Hub. They pick those winners based off our subscriptions. We can go ahead and have your subscription canceled now. That stops any future billings. When you spoke with your bank, do you know if that charge was disputed?
Yes.
So the charge is currently in dispute right now?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. So we'd only be able to cancel this account for any future billings. Because that charge has already been disputed, you would have to call back with your financial institutions before we could do anything else.
I'd have to do what?
Because the charge has already been disputed, you would have to call back with your financial institution
on
the line.
Oh, disputed. What do you mean?
A dispute.
Oh, I just had it canceled for any future payment. Stop payment. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. However, you did already state that the charge is disputed, so you would still have to call back with your financial institution on the line before we can issue any refund.
So I have to have them on the line?
You would just have to call
y'all?
Back. Yes, just do a conference call.
Okay, I don't know how to do that. I'm 62 years old, and I don't do that too well.
Yes, ma'am. If you don't know how to do the conference call, you can also just have your bank call us.
So
we just really just need to
speak to the representative. Okay, so I just need to call back my bank and talk to someone and have them call and say that,
yes,
call
so
y'all up back at this number?
So in order to avoid a chargeback from happening, we would have to speak to your financial institution before we can issue the refund.
So y'all would refund me both amounts?
Yeah, so we can issue a refund. Like I said, you would just have to have your bank on the line.
Until
then, I can give you a confirmation number verifying this account was canceled for any future billings.
Okay. What is it?
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Wait a minute. Did you say C or T?
C as in Charlie or cat.
Cat. Okay.
92.
Okay.
07.
Okay.
5-8.
Okay.
5-3.
Okay.
2.
2?
That's correct.
Can I read it back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's C as in cat, 92075-8532. Was that right?
That's correct.
Morgan?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you.
Sorry.
I hate cell phones. I used to have a landline and I don't anymore, so it's hard.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So I just need to get in touch with the people that I just talked to that canceled my, or someone at my institution that can verify that they stop payment on the rest of the payments.
Yes, and just
right?
Have them call us back.
Call what now?
Like I said, just either do a conference call with us in your bank, or you can have them call us directly.
Okay. And I just use this number that I've gotten.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, thank
yes,
you. Do I ask for you, Morgan?
You don't have to ask for me. It's already notated on the account. So if you call back and don't get me, whoever you speak with, they'll see that the account was canceled, and they just have to have the bank on the line.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
Okay.